Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Dillard. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mudcat Grant. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Romano reaches second base with a double. Essigian goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Romano moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Brown trying to get to third. Kirkland throws the ball into Phillips, who tags Brown for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Essigian moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Romano reaches second base with a double. Essigian scores. Kirkland moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Held is walked intentionally. Wes Stock now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirkland scores. Romano scores. Held moves to third. It's 7-0, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Indians. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams pinch hits for West Stock. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Robin Roberts now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Essigian settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Gentile moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano fires to first and picks off Powell. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Romano strikes out. two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Robinson pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Barry Latman now pitching. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dillard who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Indians. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Kindle moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 6. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillard for the out. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essigian moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Romano is hit by the pitch. Kirkland moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 7, Indians, 7. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Heft now pitching. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Green pinch hits for Barry Latman. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Powell strikes out. two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-4 in the game. Francona is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Tasby pinch hits for Don Dillard. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Essigian hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tasby moves to second. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Romano hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Baltimore Orioles, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.